At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
The numbers told the story. They always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. It's Gil Alexander. Wyatt Tomchek, fourth producer of the week here in Jeff Parlay's absence. We hope Jeff gets better. Maybe we should go to the doctor, see what's up.
Is it a record for you, most producers in a week?
Four would be the record.
Okay. I'm glad I could be, VSiN history.
You are the record setter. Yeah. That doesn't. Now, that's different from the whole, like, the master list of producers where Jeff is 5-8.
I know.
Yeah, you got to have a three-month minimum to be considered on that list. All of this, of course, in my head, I always go, what does this say about me? We have a little bit of breaking news in football, NFL.
Yeah, Adam Schefter's reporting that the Dallas Cowboys are likely to release Amari Cooper on the fifth league day. He's due $20 million, and we're talking off air. It's like, I don't know if he's worth $20 million, so that's a fortunate cap casualty for Mr. Cooper.
He's nice, but I don't know if you want to pay him $20 million. He'd look very nice in a Washington uniform, I would tell you that.
I think he looks good in a Green Bay Packer uniform.
Do you? Yeah.
They need a number two.
How you feel about Aaron Rodgers? He's coming back? You think so?
I think so.
Yeah, I do.
People are asking me, like, you think he's going to leave? I'm like, you know, if he was really upset, he would tell Pat McAfee on his show that I'm not happy and I want out.
That's right. His therapist. Ladies and gentlemen, our next guest is really one of the great, primarily behind-the-scenes people that holds this whole operation together. We love having him in front of the scenes, if you will, as well. I think that's the opposite of behind the scenes. It's the great Adam Burke. How you doing, Adam?
I'm doing well, Gil. How's it going this morning?
It's going very well. One of the iconic Twitter handles of all time, that's Skating Tripods as well. Adam, so let me, for those who don't know you, I know many do, but for those who don't, let me just say this again. I always give your intros, and this is the time of year to do it, which is I used to write huge, or I used to call it baseball manifestos before season started, before I did the two shows, and then I stopped doing it. And I used to say, oh, boy, these are so labor-intensive, and I write them. It takes days upon days, if not weeks. And then I always say this. I go, I thought mine were good. Oh, mine are a poem. Mine are haikus. Mine are terrible compared to your dense baseball manifestos. You are the greatest writer of these that I have ever witnessed. And so I say that to you with all sincerity. And then the obvious follow-up question is, what do you do now with baseball in limbo?
Well, first, I got to say, I think you're selling yourself short because I always enjoyed reading all of your content when it comes to baseball or anything else. You're one of the sharpest guys I've ever met in this industry, and I really appreciate the opportunity to work side by side with you here at VSiN.
Thank you, Adam.
Look, as far as baseball goes, I mean, I'd probably be done with the guide at this point in time. And obviously, I don't know what the plan would have been with VSiN, but, you know, I typically tried to be done about the last week of February with it so that I could kind of let everything marinate throughout spring training, play the season win total markets, play the futures markets, and all of that. And now, I mean, not only do we have no idea when the season will actually begin, there are 200 free agents out there that still have to be signed somewhere whenever this lockout actually ends, not to mention the trades that will probably take place and all of that. So I think it's a really, really challenging baseball environment from a future standpoint right now that I wouldn't even know where to begin until we get everybody signed, because depth is such a big part of my season win total write-ups and my season previews that, you know, I don't know who's going to end up where and how much time they'll have to get ready for the season.
Yeah, so hesitant to make any bets at this point, basically, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I mean, look, there's still a lot of impact free agents out there, too. Yeah. You know, some guys were signed, but I mean, you know, you're talking about Carlos Correa's and Freddie Freeman's and Carlos Rodon's. Whether or not he's healthy, we don't know. But I mean, there are guys that are, you know, 4-5 win players. And by win, I mean wins above replacement player that are still out there that are going to dramatically impact the teams that they go to.
Would you, though, agree with the sort of broad betting statement of the fewer games we end up having, right? So the shorter and shorter the season gets, the more likely you are to take shots at long shots. That makes sense intuitively.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jason Weingarten wrote a really good piece over at VSiN.com about that, taking a look at teams like the Orioles or teams like the Rockies, where, you know, over 162 games, it's really challenging to, you know, compete at a high level. But if we play 120 games or something like that, you know, those teams have a much better chance. I think about a team, you know, my hometown team, the Guardians, where, you know, look, they're not good offensively. We'll see what they end up doing in terms of free agency, but their pitching is a major, massive weapon now when you talk about a shorter season. And also, if they got to the playoffs, if there was an expanded playoff with a best of three, you know, and you're running into Shane Bieber, you know, Zach Plesac, Tristan McKenzie, Cal Quantrill, all these guys that are really hard to go up against, and all the Indians have to do is win 2 out of 3, all of a sudden it makes their futures price a little bit more attractive. So those are definitely things I'll be looking at here as we hopefully draw closer to a season.
Yeah, we're not suggesting that books aren't aware of this also. They are, but they don't adjust quite commensurately with the shrinkage, if you will, if I would sort of suggest that. Okay, so no baseball to bet on currently. How much NBA and college basketball betting? What are you doing more of now?
I do very little with the NBA, to be honest with you. I think it's just such a challenge to figure out who's in and who's out. And also, you know, you get a good overnight position and then all of a sudden somebody's not playing during the day. And not only do you lose some of the line value you had, but then you're scrambling to decide if you want to hold that bet, if you want to buy out of it, something like that. For me, it's all about college basketball in the month of March. I love conference tournaments. It's probably sacrilegious to say this, but I think conference tournaments are far better from a betting standpoint than the actual NCAA tournament is, because you've got two head-to-head meetings in most cases. You've got data points on these arenas and all of that. Whereas for March Madness, you've got teams playing non-conference games for the first time since basically December. You have a lot more volatility, a lot more variance. I really love conference tournament betting, and I think it's something that, you know, a lot of people should really try to get in on here in advance of the NCAA tournament, because I think there are better betting opportunities at this time of the year.
Did you make any outrights in the conference tournaments?
I made a few. Yeah, I took Hofstra and the Colonial Athletic Association. Look, Towson's a really, really good team. Towson's a team that's actually a top 65 team, according to KenPom. So they're clearly the deserving number one seed in this conference. But the number two seed is UNC Wilmington, who is arguably the luckiest team in the country. They're 12-3 in games decided by 6 or fewer points. So I look at a team like Hofstra, who wound up on the 3 seed line. They would play Wilmington in the semifinals, assuming that everything kind of held serve. So if I'm getting a team in Hofstra at plus 350, you know, into the finals, that gives me a little bit of wiggle room. Then I can decide, do I want to hold it? Do I want to take Towson back on the money line? Something like that gives me the opportunity to guarantee a little bit of profit. And one other one that I did on this one actually starts today in the SoCon. So UNC Greensboro is about 15-1 out there in the futures marketplace. But if you went with a money line rollover based on kind of how I'm projecting their lines out to be, you can get them more like 19 or 20-1. And a money line rollover means you start with your initial stake and you roll it over every game with that initial bet plus the winning amount. So, you know, let's say that they're plus 120 in the first game. You bet 100 to win 120. And the next game, you'd bet 220 to win whatever that is. I think UNC Greensboro draws a pretty reasonable draw. Samford's not that good of a team. Furman is the 2 seed, is a team that they can absolutely play with. So those are things that I kind of look for, just looking for opportunities to create and gain equity as the conference tournament goes along.
All right, what about games themselves today? A whole bunch of tournament games, a whole bunch of non-tournament games. What do you got?
So one thing I'm really looking closely at, in fact, there's a tip-off here in about 50 minutes or so in the Big South Conference with North Carolina A&T and Longwood. This conference tournament is really intriguing to me because these teams are playing in this 9,000-seat venue. And I figured it would be a really big venue, you know, a sparsely attended tournament and all of that. So I thought, okay, this is probably a really good conference tournament for betting unders. Well, then the over went 4-0 in the first round games, and every game went over by at least 19 points. So today we saw some adjustments from the odds makers out there. We have seen sharp money bet these games down a little bit, with the exception of the Campbell and Gardner Webb game. But I'm curious to see if this trend continues, because it's a first time neutral site for this tournament. So maybe not actionable today, but something I'll try to use in the future, assuming that they're coming back to this venue.
Okay. Interesting. Something to think about right there. Did you bet anything pre-flop, though?
Yeah, one thing I did bet pre-flop here actually today is I took Northern Iowa minus the 7.5 against Illinois State. And this is one of the things that's a big advantage in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. If you're the number one seed, you play an early game in that quarterfinal round against the team that played yesterday evening. So it's a very quick turnaround for Illinois State. They won 58-53. It was kind of a rock fight type of game. But, you know, look, there are two ways to look at this. One is, okay, one team kind of got to play. They got to shake out the nerves and the jitters and all of that. The other thing is, it's a very quick turnaround against a rested team and a superior opponent in Northern Iowa. So while the Panthers may start a little bit slow in this game, I do think that they ultimately wear down Illinois State. So went ahead and took them minus the 7.5. And one other one that I'm looking at here is Morehead State in the first half against Belmont. Now, Morehead State beat, where they split with Belmont in the regular season. The game they lost was 48-47. It was not much of a game, but they obviously hung in that one. Morehead State played last night. Belmont getting the triple bye to the semifinals here in this conference tournament. It's a long time without playing. Morehead State having played on this floor already, being a pretty good defensive team. I think they start out well in this game. I think Belmont ultimately wins, but I think the first half with Morehead State is something to look at there. And you can get them in the +2, +2.5 range.
Adam, you're awesome. Before we go here, 30 seconds, because I haven't had a chance to ask you the biggest question of them all. Of all the big contenders here with March Madness upon us, who's the one you trust the least?
The one I trust the least, I would say Duke. You know, I mean, look, they're obviously an incredibly talented team, but the ACC is very weak this year, and they just kind of have a knack of not living up to their expectations in the NCAA tournament. So Duke would be the one I would have to say. And then just real quickly on the flip side, a team I think has a ton of upside that I'm looking to maybe invest in would be Auburn. I think Auburn is really, really good. Their three-point shooting got bad late in the year. As long as they're average from three, they could very well win the NCAA tournament.
Dude, I am so on the Bruce Pearl train. I'm right there with you. Just I haven't heard many people mention them here of late, because obviously they've had some bumps in the road. I like it. Adam, appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. Have a good one, Gil.
You too. Adam Burke at Skating Tripods on Twitter. Can't wait for when baseball finally does start to read his stuff. Coming back, John Anik on UFC 272.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet the madness this year with 24/7 streaming, daily best bet emails, and our tournament betting guide, including advice, data, and strategy for only $19. Whether you're filling out a bracket or betting against the spread, our team is here to get you ready for every game and every round of the tournament. Get analysis from our experts, including Greg Hoops-Peterson, on every key team, conference, and player to watch, from the favorites to the potential Cinderellas. Sign up today to get the betting guide, plus full access to VSiN through April 5th for only $19. All the details at VSiN.com/madness. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Let me just say this, Wyatt Tomchek, who's in for Jeff Parlay. Todd Wishnev appearances get the most variant responses, right? From the extremely awesome to some people not care for. This is D. Anderson. D. Anderson says, you guys just blew my mind with that in-game possession pace convo. I couldn't write it down fast enough. Where can I read more on this? Thanks, guys. And Todd responded that KenPom is always a good place to start. But it's always fascinating to hear the extreme. Just some people just think it's the greatest thing in the world. I do, quite frankly, as well. And I hope people understand where he's coming from. And some people just they don't feel it.
I love watching the Twitter comments sometimes.
It's phenomenal. Keen at Cranepool. Talking to Todd, you need to be back as a weekly guest since the Megapod is on hiatus. No hiatus for the Megapod. We're going to do some tennis next week. We're going to do some March Madness. Yeah, well, the Megapod part, you're right. The Beating the Book podcast is not on hiatus, but the Megapod obviously is since football season is beyond us. Let's see here. This one is from the Charitable Gambler. No public handicappers do college basketball better than the three-man weave. Their angles and information are phenomenal. I would agree with that. Skill Alexander here. Okay, so last night on Primetime Action, which I don't know if you heard, Wyatt. Are you aware of Primetime Action, which we do with Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin?
I heard it's a pretty good show.
Wyatt's on the show every night as well. So we had John Anik. John Anik is the lead play. We call him a play-by-play. He's the lead announcer, the lead for UFC. And UFC 272 is this weekend, and we had a chance. Now, Matt Brown goes back with John. They have a relationship. They know each other. And we were lucky enough to have John on. And first, we asked him about the co-main event. And it went a little something like this. Oh, we're working on it? Okay.
Was this what this one was, the co-main event?
Covington, about -335. Masvidal, +260. If you were looking at this, wouldn't you assume Masvidal is not winning this thing outside of a knockout, right? Where you're getting 4-1 if you bet him to win by KO, TKO, something like that. I mean, I think if you're leaning Masvidal's side, don't you go ahead and just take the 4-1 on the KO here? He's probably not winning a decision or by submission, I wouldn't imagine.
I mean, Maddie, I've been hearing it all week, but we are so conditioned to expect the unexpected. You know, the octagon is like the craziest scene ever in professional sports. So for me, it's like I don't get greedy with these things, right? Like if I see Masvidal as an underrated fighter and an underrated grappler, and I like what I'm hearing and seeing from him this week, you know, they're going to be on the scale here in a few hours. You know, I'm not necessarily, you know, going to rule out him winning on points because Covington is one of the toughest fighters I've ever seen, you know, and his resolve in the last Usman fight was the stuff of legend. So, yeah, I mean, certainly it seems like the simplistic, for lack of a better word, approach to it. But I guess for me, it's like I wouldn't get greedy with it. I think if you like Masvidal, you want to sprinkle a little bit on the knockout, fine. But I think the money line is kind of juicy enough, if I'm being honest.
And John knows his betting, by the way. He has been a bettor for a long time. We talked a little bit about that last night on the show. That, by the way, of course, the main event is what we were just talking about. Okay, but let's talk about the co-main. This is what John had to say about that. Co-main, Rafael Fiziev tests positive for COVID-19. He's out. And so you have a situation where Rafael Dos Anjos has a fill-in to fight against Renato Moicano. And obviously Dos Anjos is a favorite, not a huge prohibitive favorite, a pretty you know, normal-sized favorite at -165. Right. And I'm just curious, in your experience, when you do have these sort of late-ish replacements, can you make a sweeping statement if it favors the guy who's already been preparing to fight, but it's a brand new opponent, or is it the new guy coming in that sort of has the edge?
Well, it's a good question, and you set it up well. And certainly for Moicano coming in, you know, a golden opportunity to beat his countryman, who is the higher profile guy in this equation. You don't spend weeks perseverating over the guy. Moicano's coming off a big win. His confidence is high. In the next 24 hours, I'll find out exactly what he's doing because I happen to know his jiu-jitsu coach, and maybe that'll give me more of an inkling as to where he is at physically. But this is a former featherweight, so you don't really worry about the scale. Certainly it's up at 160 pounds. But for Rafael Dos Anjos, right? Right. He put in what looks like the training camp of a lifetime, right, to get his body back down. He wasn't going to lose this training camp. So I will admit that I thought it would be closer to -200, just given what we've seen from him here during fight week. But, you know, in the next 24 hours, I think we'll learn more. But it's a fascinating fight. And, yeah, I guess I was surprised to see Dos Anjos as low as 165.
I was, too. I thought it would be higher than that. Did you bet UFC at all, Wyatt? You get into it?
That's one sport I wish I did. It's sometimes, you know, when Jordan Sherwood's on, he's going to be on PTA tonight. I kind of will tail his picks a little bit.
Yeah, tell me who's on PTA tonight. I should probably coordinate this with the PTA.
I don't know if you heard of Matt Cox.
Oh, Matt Cox is going to be on.
Pretty good guy.
That's great. Should really go to rehearsal sometime. Figure that stuff out. We also asked John about, just generally speaking about the sport, if he had a dream matchup, which way would he go?
Fight you'd like to see, net, like the biggest matchup you'd like to see at any weight level, weight class, moving forward. What's the one you would anticipate the most if it got made?
So I start with the heavyweights, John Jones and Francis Ngannou for sure. But because the welterweight division is being showcased this weekend, it looks as though Khamzat Chimaev and Gilbert Burns are going to fight. And the winner is going to factor prominently in this equation. Leon Edwards, presumably to fight Kamaru Usman. And then whoever wins Saturday night. I'm so intrigued to get some welterweight divisional clarity over the next 6 or 8 months. I know the champ is hurting, but underneath him, we're going to get a lot of clarity. So the heavyweights, let's see John Jones at heavyweight and certainly some clarity at 170 pounds on my wish list for 2022.
All right. Part of a good weekend. College basketball, obviously abounding, and UFC 272. Lots of betting opportunities there as well. Someone was asking about tennis today. No tennis. We split our tennis. So we've had tennis picks twice on the show this week. Both times there were two picks. Both times we split to go exactly at zero, I believe, in both cases. Although the first time might have been a couple pennies one way or the other. But yesterday, Christina Buxa, we had as a north of a $2 dog early in Lyon in the indoor hard courts against Yastremska, the Ukrainian player. We didn't have a good performance at all in that one, lost that, but we did come back and win the Buskova match in Monterey last night, so got that back. So just a split of tennis. And honestly, there is no tennis play today. Not forcing anything again. No men's tournaments right now. It's sort of a couple, you know, little podunk tournaments happening. Podunk, just relatively speaking, in terms of the tour itself. We'll get back at it next week. Next week, the de facto fifth major of tennis at Indian Wells will begin in Southern California. And so we will put together a Beating the Book podcast. Hopefully we'll try to get Dan Weston on, Drew Dinsick, and make that happen for tennis's fifth major. And then obviously that will turn into serious clay season heading into the French Open. So that's on the horizon. So no bet in the sport of tennis. But if we're looking at futures, again, that's obviously something people are interested in, as always. Futures, outrights, you know, the terms they actually use in the rules, and they don't pay you for it at some spots. Iga Swiatek is still the player to bet on at the French Open on clay. You can get Iga at about somewhere in between 4-1, 5-1, somewhere in that. If you can get 5-1, by the way, you should be making the bet. I don't know if there's too many 5-1s left. But 4-1 plus 450, somewhere in that pocket. She's still the bet to make. She just won a tournament last week on hard courts, which is her third tournament win now in her short young career, the French Open being the first one a couple years back on clay. The last two have been on hard courts. Her A game, you know, we talk about Arizona and college basketball. When they're on, they're on. Iga's A game is still probably better than anyone's, certainly better than anyone's on clay, but it's getting up there on the hard courts as well. Not prepared to say she's got the best hard court game in tennis, because Ash Barty and Naomi Osaka at her best might have something to say about that, but certainly Ash Barty does. But Iga right now, still the player to beat on clay. So she's still the bet there for sure. And on the men's side, this is tennis's next major, of course, coming up in a couple months. It's still, look, Rafa Nadal, who has won 21 majors and has the most all-time, 13 of those, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, are on clay. 13? Don't hold me to that, but I think it is 13. He's back on clay, looking for 22. Yes, Novak Djokovic will be there. Dominic Thiem, whether he plays or not, again, would be a contender, but he just hasn't played on tour. So it is again, a tougher market on the men's side to bet, because as long as Rafa's there, it's not going to be a sexy price. So if there is one player to bet, it would be on the women's side. It would be Iga Swiatek, for those looking to get ahead of the tennis curve here. That is in May at Roland Garros in Paris. But again, no tennis picks today. We'll come back next week with daily tennis picks as well. Coming back, Chrissy Andrews is here. Vinny couldn't make it this morning, so Chrissy has been kind enough to step in, the author of then 1 year. We'll talk a little bit about that, see what people are betting, see what's surprising, see what stepped up. That's next right here on The Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The KFC chicken sandwich is served hot and straight from the fryer. That's why it's finger-licking good. Look at that thing. Order the KFC chicken sandwich today. There's no URL. Just go to the app, the KFC app. You like that, Chrissy? Chrissy Andrews, everybody, in for Vinny Maliulo.
No. I'm the one guy in the world that hates fried chicken.
Who doesn't love fried chicken? Oh, man. What do you think the first person to fry chicken was like? I have made the finest discovery.
Oh, yeah. Forget Columbus and those guys. This was the best discovery of all time.
Yes. That's right. Beats Columbus discovery of the New World. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Chris Andrews, who runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook, kind enough to join us in studio. I was on vacation, Chrissy. I was telling you this off air. I'll say it on air. I was reading your book, your newer book.
My newest book, yeah.
Then 1 year, your newest, because there's more
newer.
Coming. Newer.
I got a couple more in the pipeline, yeah.
You got a novel coming out? You got a Then Another Day, maybe? Maybe? Perhaps?
Then Another Day, probably. I don't think I'll have it done by next year, probably the year after that.
You more author or bookmaker at this point? What are you?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Yeah. Here are just some quotes that I was called out. yes, it's a cliche, but life is precious. Enjoy every sandwich. These are little Chrissy-isms.
Can I comment that?
Please.
I'll tell you where because I stole that off of Warren Zevon.
Yes.
He was on the David Letterman show. David Letterman loved Warren Zevon. I like Warren Zevon. I don't love him as a musician, but as a personality, I really do. I think he's a terrific and wise sage. And David Letterman loved him. And he was on, and Zevon was dying. And he knew he had weeks or months to live. That was it. And he came on. Dave had, like, the whole show was with Warren. And that was one of his statements. And that just stuck with me. Because I think that's a great, great statement.
Enjoy
every
sandwich.
Yeah.
Warren Zevon was like a 70s rock and roll star.
Yeah. Werewolves of London was his big song.
I
know
that.
You know, like I said, he's a good musician. Not my favorite, but a lot of guys like them.
Let's see. Cross sport props. They're total BS, but the media loves them.
Yeah. Do I need to further comment on that?
Which is we get a whole bunch of content out of it, but no one actually bets them.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, interesting. These are just random. Then the stupid shh, like the coin toss, overtime, safety, and two-point conversions. This is you talking about Super Bowl props.
I was very honest with the
you
book.
You were very honest with the book. I love everything about it. But the thing about it is, for those who have heard you on VSiN and have heard you on the podcast for years, we know your voice. And so when you're reading the book, I'm reading it in your voice, and I'm like at the pool in Miami dying. Just dying. People are like, what are you reading over there? I'm like, that's a long story.
Well, Anthony Curtis and I exchanged a couple emails the last couple of days. I'm going to try to do the audio version of the book. I didn't do the audio version of the
last
one. I got right when we were ready to do it is when I really got sick and I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm going to try to do this one. I've never done that, obviously, but I kind of think my voice needs to be attached to this book.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to that. Then 1 year, available at Amazon and wherever books are sold, including the South Point
gift shop.
For everybody to come down. Can you imagine everybody
or Amazon.
Like
sure.
Storming the South Point gift shop?
I think they sold out once already, maybe twice.
Replenish.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so we do a lot of talking this week, justifiably so, about small conference tournaments in college basketball. Here at the South Point, you're your own thing, right? Yep. There's obviously different brands to every sports books, for lack of a better term. How much action do you get on this? Is this really, are we in a bit of a bubble here talking about it a lot, or do you get a lot of bets on this?
No. As a matter of fact, I was on VSiN last night with Sean and Tim. And I said, you know, I think this is great basketball right now, you know, as a fan. But I always think that the action is a little bit disappointing, you know, it's cause I, you know,
even next week.
Yeah. Which is a little better next week, you know, but as a fan, I think this is just tremendous drama. You know, for in most cases you have teams lining up for the third time, of the season. And I just think it's terrific basketball, terrific drama. But the handle's always like a little bit less than what I had hoped for and what I expected. When they first started going to this, like what, about maybe 30 years ago, something like that. Oh my God, this week's going to be as good as the first week of the tournament. Well, it's not even close. You know, it's just not. You know, but I think, like I said, if you're a fan of great basketball, there's going to be some great basketball played here in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, probably as good of basketball as that's going to be played in the first round of the tournament.
The NCAA tournament itself, which goes back to the typical Thursday-Friday first round schedule this year, and I'm glad it does. That was a little weird.
I hated that other one.
Yeah, it was a little odd because it bled over into Monday.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So, for those who have never been to Vegas, and I hope most people listening have experienced it once, but we always say this: those first four days. Bigger than the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah.
Collectively.
Yeah, sure.
I was
on with Sean King last night.
Yeah.
And Sean had never been here for that. This was going to be his first year. I said, Sean, I don't know what to tell you. Whatever your expectations are, it'll probably greatly exceed them. It's a madhouse here.
The beauty of it is because the weather has turned good. Right. So like, you know, guys meet from all over the country, old friends and stuff, to meet for March Madness. And it's because you get the you can put your bets in the beginning of the day. Then you go out, do whatever you want at the pool, whatever. Go in, watch games, watch the ends of games here at the South Point, which is a little off the beaten path for those who come in from out of town. You still see massive crowds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. We kind of. Yeah, we kind of know what we're doing at this point, but we had a little informal meeting yesterday just kind of discussing some of the things we're going to do. Like we'll have a parlay card. We'll have a jackpot card for Thursday, a different jackpot card for Friday. Just, you know, no point spreads. Pick the winners. Guaranteed the minimum $10,000 payout. We'll have a parlay card and a teaser card for the first round of the playoffs. And we're just going through and, like, all our setups upstairs. We'll have four writers. I can't remember if we designed on four or five writers and four kiosks. So we just do a ton of action up there. And, Tom Blazek, who's, the operations guy, he said he's here at 6:30 on those morning, and there's already people lined up out the door to get in.
Well, when we do, because this show is 7 to 9 Pacific, so the first tip-off is right at 9.
Yeah.
And so we always, the Thursday, so what is it, 13 days from now, we'll look back here behind us, and there will be a line, right, to bet. And it's always hilarious to see one person holding up a line going, wait, I want to do the parlay. Hold on, rotation, 7-6, wait. And, like, the people just getting so frustrated.
Oh, they want to kill that guy,
They want to kill that dude. But this is really the proof, right, that rising tides lift all boats. So, New Jersey and the rest of the country getting sports betting. I bring up New Jersey, obviously, because it was, until New York came around, it was really eclipsing Nevada. But when it comes to March Madness, there's still something about Las Vegas that those other places don't have. And it is the weather. It is just that certain time of year, the fact that you can come for the whole weekend. And I think that's where Vegas will never get beat, that particular weekend. And also the Sweet 16 to some extent. But that first four weekend, have you seen any drop? Like, it looks to me, just walking in here every day and every night, that the South Point has never been as crowded.
Oh, I said it from the beginning. We might take a little hit in the beginning, which we did not.
Yeah.
Which
we did not.
We did not.
Yeah.
Overall, it'll grow the market. And the market has grown. Our handle keeps going up. And, like you said, you can't find a seat in here on busy days. We have more ticket, on a typical, like, Sunday during football season, 12 ticket writers back there, 11 kiosks. And it's life and death to get everybody in by post time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing just a ton of business. I expect it'll be the exact same here for the first round of the NCAA tournament. I hate to say the word never. I never say always, never say never. But right now we got to try to stay ahead of the game, which so far we have done that here in Las Vegas. We know how to run that party for those first 4 days. And uh, I, I, It's like nothing you'll ever see anywhere else, I would venture to say.
Do people forget about the other sports during those 4 days? Like, does the NBA and NHL handle just drop off a cliff for those 4 days?
I hate to say drop off a cliff, but it certainly drops down pretty significantly.
People just temporarily forget about
it. I mean, if there's a big game, you know, the NBA kind of schedules it so they don't have big games those days. But sometimes it inadvertently, two teams might be matching up.
Sure.
They didn't see it at the beginning of the season. You know, hockey kind of ignores it because hockey fans sometimes can be like in their own little bubble.
you think?
Yeah. You grew up on the East Coast too. Yeah. So, I mean, that maybe doesn't apply. But, you know, for your casual bettors, they're betting the tournament and maybe just peripherally looking at the other sports.
Still moves your needle, though. I see Jimmy still lurking around here.
Definitely moves the needle quite a bit. And, you know, just to remind everybody, too, when we get to the round of six, to the Sweet 16, we go to 105 here on straight bets.
You do that.
At the South Point.
Oh.
Doing that again this year.
More with Chrissy Andrews, the man who runs the South Point Hotel Casino Sportsbook, my mishpucha, right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the sports betting that we're going to ask him about what he expects his UFC 272 handle to be. And then beyond, after March Madness, what then? What's the biggest thing then? I think we know, might know the answers. Coming back right here at VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, you could also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you could use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is a sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with the BetMGM app or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Skill Alexander, Chrissy Andrews here at the South Point Hotel Casino. Tip of the strip, South Point, as I believe we call it. I asked the guys on Primetime Action. I was like, if I asked Michael Gaughan, if we can pronounce it South Point, I said the first thing he would say to me is, "Who are you again?" He would look at me and be like, "You look vaguely familiar." All right, so UFC 272 this weekend.
Yeah.
What kind of action do you get here on good UFC cards like this?
Tremendous action. Yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, I would say when we started out, my first day here back in 2016, I forget where we were going, but I was in the car with Michael Gaughan and his longtime partner Frank Todi, and right away, hey, it's your sports book, you do what you want. We hate the UFC. We don't want. Well, you know that's kind of a tough call now all of a sudden, because I mean I know we do a lot of, so we started very small with the UFC, like a nickel was like about all we were taking, but now we've gotten, you know, we take much bigger bets than that now because just the it's grown so much. And I remember I just, you know, Michael, you know, listen, it's like any other sport, you have days you get waxed on something and my geez, what are you doing? And I show him, like, over the course of time, we're doing a ton of business and, you know, we're holding our percentage, we're doing fine. you know, but that was like,
he likes that.
Of course he likes that. Yeah. But that was like the first thing told. I think it might have been my second day on the payroll here at South Point.
Was that a just him personally not enjoying the sport, or what do you think that was?
Well, listen, over the years, you know, I could tell you between, you know, boxing and then any of these fights, you know, there could be some big swings. And a lot of times it's when the dog wins outright, because usually what happens, you know, the wise guys come in on the favorite and then the public comes in on the dog. And, I mean, I remember the one, I can't remember, I think it was when Ronda Rousey lost. I can't remember. There was a men's fight that night, too, and it was both big dogs won. And we had so many parlays on both big dogs. I mean, we lost a big number.
Yeah.
A big number.
That's also the beauty of your book. Again, not to just make it all about then another day. Then 1 year. Then another day is the next one. Then 1 year. Not to make it all about then 1 year. But that was also the seeing your ups and downs on a daily basis.
Yeah. See, I got to tell you, the guys in the business who have read this book love it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because the first book had a much broader appeal. You know, I heard, you know, Pam's one friend, and my wife Pam, her friend is an English woman, knows like nothing about American sports. She loved the book. And, you know, she loved the stories about my Uncle Jack, about growing up, about all this and that. I don't think this book would necessarily appeal to her. But people like, probably people listening to this show, who, you know, are, you know, in the business in one way or another, you know, I think would greatly enjoy the book. But the first book has much broader appeal.
Can we go back to the word tremendous? You're not going to give us dollar amounts, but define, like, if you could compare it to something else, UFC handle being tremendous, what is it comparable to? Like, so an event like the one tomorrow night, is that like a night of NBA action? Is it a playoff game? Like, what is it?
It'd be like a night of good NBA action, I'd say. Like a good NBA. And again, I'm speaking, you know, there's always relative terms, you know, where we started, which we wanted to take very low limits. Like I said, I got that message from Frank and Michael, and their point was actually well taken.
Yeah.
They said that these guys, they don't get paid anything. You know, I think they're getting paid a little bit more now. I think their paychecks have gone up. And just like a rational human being, you know, if you're taking more action and these guys are getting paid, I mean, you're vulnerable. And
shenanigans.
And Frank
happen.
And Michael have been around a long time.
Yeah,
they've seen some moves being made.
Are they betting these specific ones any particular way here? Have you gotten action one way? Is it typically the sort of thing where folks like to bet the dog and that the favorite price will come down? How does it
happen? On the big fights, they bet a lot of the dogs, you know, the big fight. But, or, you know, I'm looking here at the menu. There's a couple big favorites. So we'll have, I mean, it's just like any other sport. We'll have a lot of parlays with the favorites. We'll have some, you know, a few parlays with the dogs, trying to string together a huge payout. Comes in every once in a while. But overall, it's a similar pattern as any other sport.
So sometimes we come in here on Primetime Action, we're like, okay, we're at the South Point. We know there's a rodeo going on.
Yeah.
Let's see if odds are posted. We want to see what this is all about. You're known for that. You're known for NASCAR. There's a NASCAR event.
Yeah.
That's big, too, in terms of your handle.
Yeah, like I said, Michael Gaughan, I think his one love more than anything else in the sporting world is motorsports. He loves them all. So we, you know, the races are here in Las Vegas this week, even though the South Point 400 is in September.
Yeah.
This is still a local event, you know, so we put up, you know, anything we could find, we put up. So I think if you're looking to get down on anything NASCAR related, we'll probably have it here.
This is what shines through in the book, and it's just like just constant reminder of, it's in our DNA. People like to bet on stuff,
sure.
And for lack of, like, when sports went away, which is what the book's a lot about, whatever was available, people just needed. It was like a need to bet on stuff, and we should always acknowledge that that's a thing, and so. You know, I love the fact that you have a brand here where people come and bet these kinds of things. I would never, me personally, right? I don't know NASCAR. I don't know rodeo. Not something I would necessarily bet on. But it is it's a constant reminder of, if you build it, they will come kind of thing. So do you think that as time moves on, you will constantly add to that? Or do you think from your perspective, because you're, again, this is the shop that you deal with and you answer to one man and you're not a multi-state thing like, say, the DraftKings and the MGMs of the world are. Do you have a different sort of take on that from your perspective?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I've been fortunate that I've worked most of my career for very small companies, a guy or a couple guys at the head of the table who can make a quick decision, don't have to go through a million lawyers and auditors and everything else to justify anything you're doing. For many years I worked at Cal Neve, as people knew. I eventually became an owner there. I had, I don't want to say a totally free hand. You always have partners and you have customers and you have, board of directors, whatever. But I'm very lucky to spend my career for the most part in companies like that where I could get a quick answer.
Let me be specific this. So for you see these same game parlays thing going nuts.
Yeah.
People. So as the world transforms, do you feel that pressure to start doing random stuff?
Yeah, in the last, really probably the last 6 months, we've really made a conscious effort to have much more prop action. The way, the same game parlays, we have to kind of redesign our computer system to be able to do that properly. And I'm kind of in the middle of that right now. I think I kind of have an idea on how to do that, but I haven't quite dotted the I's and crossed the T's to make sure I could do it properly. But I understand people like to bet those, but they can be a little bit funny as bookmakers. And by the way, a lot of these sports books that are doing those do not show a profit. And you can see that in the quarterly reports for almost every one of these.
Yes.
We are,
Yeah.
Listen, whatever I make or don't make in the sports book is going to have very little impact on Mr. Gon's financial well-being.
Mm-hmm.
But the mantra still is here. We want to make a little bit of money. We want to hold our percentage, make a little bit of money. And some of these other places, and again, I really don't want to comment on their business model, what they're doing. But, you can see that in the quarterly reports. A lot of them are not making money.
Yeah.
And we don't want to go that route here. We're not going to, as long as I'm here.
Yeah, you can't afford to do that. It's a little different calculus.
Well, there's some huge numbers getting thrown out there, and like I said, Michael Gon has as much money as any of those guys, but he's still a businessman. He wants mm-hmm. to run this business properly.
It's fascinating because it's a point that needs to be made. We'll see the long-term viability of something like that.
There's always a shakeout in these new markets. Always a shakeout.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for stepping in with it for Vinny, who had a thing.
Hello, Vinny. Sleep in today, my friend. I'm going to see Vinny tonight.
Maolia. Where are you going? Italian-American without me again?
No. We have a celebration of life for Brian Blessing tonight. That's why I'm wearing my Knights.
Yeah.
It's at the Oasis, O-apostrophe-A-C-E-S, Oasis yes. Bar Grill, owned by John Gon, actually, and it's on Decatur. 6:30 tonight. A lot of us in the industry will be there. Brian was a hell of a guy.
I was going to say, Brian, who I did not know, but I have not heard one person say a bad word about
terrific
him.
Guy.
Thank you, Chrissy. Appreciate it. Coming back, Femi and Pritch doing the Lombardi Line next at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.